This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I. Fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Ronald, middle initial C, like Charlie, Pawlak, P-A-W-L-A-K. Date of birth 6/9/1939. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a consultation for Mr. Pawlak, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine with fluctuating creatinine levels up and down over the last year. Mr. Pawlak is an 84-year-old gentleman with an extensive history of severe atherosclerosis in the carotid system, in his lower extremities, as well as in his coronary arteries. He has had high blood pressure for many years and does see Dr. Mander, M-A-N-D-E-R, cardiologist on a regular basis. He believes he gets echocardiograms every year, but the last one we could review was done in November of 2021. That echocardiogram showed that he had severe pulmonary hypertension. He's actually very comfortable considering those findings on the echocardiogram. He does gain fluid weight regularly, and within the last 2 weeks, he's gained 7 pounds. He does have instructions to use metolazone 5 milligram daily for 3 days if he gains more than 5 pounds in a week. But since he only has gained 3.5 pounds over weekly for 2 weeks, he wasn't sure if he should use any metolazone at this point. He has no edema of the lower extremities and no changes in shortness of breath. He does experience shortness of breath with exertion, but has none at rest. He denies orthopnea or PND. No chest pain or palpitations, despite the fact that he's in chronic atrial fibrillation. He has never had a stroke, to his knowledge, and he does swim for exercise. He can, and when the weather is warm, he'll swim in the lake about a quarter mile slowly, and he tolerates that very well, swimming with a snorkel and a mask. And he does that again when he gets to Florida in a pool. No headaches or dizziness, no claudication pain in the lower extremities currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does have a history of a recent hospitalization that was in June of this year in Alma. He had GI bleeding secondary to 3 internal hemorrhoids. And they were banded successfully, and he's had no further bleeding since that time. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease, anemia, iron deficiency type currently, hyperlipidemia, carotid artery stenosis, benign prostatic hypertrophy without obstructive symptoms, congestive heart failure with right-sided heart failure, depression, anxiety, osteoarthritis, atrial fibrillation, history of edema of the lower extremities, gastroesophageal reflux disease, GI bleed requiring hospitalization in June of 2023, and a benign colon adenoma. That was found when they did colonoscopy during hospitalization. Also, he had an EGD that revealed just a minor amount of inflammation. Past surgical history, he's had a permanent pacemaker placed in 2016. He had carotid angioplasty with stent placement in 2015. Internal hemorrhoid banding was June of this year after his colonoscopy found the hemorrhoids. Also, he had the EGD at that time. He had a left carotid artery stent placed in 2005. He's had 2 hernia repairs. He's had bilateral total knee replacements. and work done on his lower extremities with stent placement. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker, and he quit smoking in 1966. He denies alcohol or illicit drug use. He is married and lives with his wife, and he's a retired construction company owner. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease and hypertension. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligram every third day. Carvedilol, 25 milligram twice a day. Preserve vision, twice a day. Vitamin B12, 1,500 microgram tablets daily. Vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily. Pepcid, 20 milligram daily at bedtime. Metalazone, 5 milligram. He can take one daily for 3 days for a weight gain of greater than 5 pounds in 1 week. Pradaxa is 150 milligram twice a day. Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril once a day. Amlodipine, 2.5 milligram daily. Lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. Xanax, 0.5 milligram daily as needed. Torsemide, 20 milligram daily. Lipitor, 40 milligram daily. Flomax, 0.4 milligram daily. He's recently started iron, ferrous sulfate, 325 milligram, one every other day. And he is not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height is 69 inches, weight 169 pounds, pulse 68 and irregular. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 66. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is irregular with a rate of 68. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen, no ascites. Extremities, there are no ulcerations or lesions, no rashes, no edema. And labs and diagnostic studies. As previously stated, his last echocardiogram that we could access was done 11/5 of 2021. That showed an ejection fraction of 66%. The left atrial size was severely dilated. Mitral valve showed mild mitral regurgitation, and moderate tricuspid regurgitation was noted. And also severe pulmonary hypertension was estimated with a PAS about 87 millimeters of mercury. And mild pulmonic regurgitation was also noted. And there was a small posterior pericardial effusion without evidence of tamponade. And a permanent pacemaker wire was noted in his the right heart. We have a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis that was done June 9th of 2023 while hospitalized for the GI bleeding. His left kidney appeared normal without hydronephrosis or masses or cysts, but the right kidney has very large cysts noted. 8.4 centimeters was the size of one, and the second was 7.3 centimeters. And labs, most recent lab studies were done August 8th of 2023. Creatinine had improved to 1.39 with estimated GFR of 50. His electrolytes were normal. Calcium is 9.3, albumin 3.6. Liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin had improved to 12.9, normal white count, normal platelets. 7/14/2023, creatinine 1.48, hemoglobin 12.2. And then June 13th, creatinine is 1.3 with GFR 54. This was during hospitalization. June 12th, creatinine 1.4, GFR 50. June 11th, creatinine 1.2, GFR greater than 60. June 10th, creatinine 1.5, GFR 46. June 9th, creatinine is 2.1 with a GFR of 30. 12, 19, 22, creatinine 1.9, GFR 34. 12, 5, 22, GFR, creatinine 1.9, and GFR is 34. And 7, 1 of 22, creatinine 1.5, and GFR is 45. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels. That is most likely secondary to his congestive heart failure, exacerbations and remissions, and the severe pulmonary hypertension. He also has large right renal cysts, which are comprising most of the right kidney. So he may have very little function of that right kidney, and extensive atherosclerosis. We will be calling Dr. Mander's office to find out if the last echocardiogram was indeed done in November of 21. If one was done since that time, we will get a copy of it. If not, we would ask him to do another echocardiogram before November, when it is currently scheduled for. And we've asked the patient to repeat all of his labs this month and to collect a urinalysis for us. He will continue to follow a strict low-salt diet and a fluid restriction, 64 ounces in 24 hours. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in December of this year. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.